Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! Block life in this motherfucker. Get your bitch, get your motherfucking bitch. Get your bitch, get your bitch. Get your bitch, better watch your chick, better check up pulse, better grab her wrist, better have that talk, better walk that walk, make a break break, cause a bitch ain't shit. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, better check your hoe, better check your bitch like I check my coat. See the green light, so I know she gon' go. When I walk by, the bitch straight froze. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch. I don't even want the problems, I bag your bitch like shop more. I had your bitch, not had it all. Walk past your bitch and them pants fall. She call me late, I ain't up the car. She holler late, I drop the car. Get your bitch, get your hoe, get your trick, she on the ball. You came with her, but she leave with me. I use your bitch to just throw the weed. Get your bitch, I told you, dog. I got some hits and she serve them all. I'm with the click and she serve us all. You call the phone and the service law. I hit the street and start goes long. Pull down the street, say drop off. Get your bitch, better watch your chick, better check her pulse, better grab her wrist, better have that talk, better walk that walk, make a break break, cause the bitch ain't shit. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch. Better check your hoe, better check your bitch like I check my coat. See the green light, so I know she gon' go. When I walk by, the bitch straight froze. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch. Take your bitch, she made the list. Boy, we passed her like a fist. Round and round, she was so bit. Why you hating on the dick? Cause I'm getting money, Mitch. Cause your bitch is on my dick. I have a groupie for my click. Hating fool, go check the clip. Get your bitch, she counterfeit. So your hoe, so I shop lip. Talk to wrong, no taxi shit. Down the street, she laughing shit. Talking about you as a tip. So I tag her ribs and hit. No more phone calls for this shit. Say bye-bye to your Texas. Better watch your chick, better check her pulse, better grab her wrist, better have that talk, better walk that walk, make a break break, cause the bitch ain't shit. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, better check your hoe, better check your bitch like I check my coat. See the green light, so I know she gon' go. When I walk by, the bitch straight froze. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch.
Yeah, 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 it's your boy back in the building, Corner the Great Man, you know what it is. It's Wednesday. Legal Dope Radio is on, man. Hey, been a minute since, you know, we've been in the building. We had a couple things going on, man, so we shut the show down for a couple days, but we back in the building. It's your boy, Corner the Great, fresh air, the people's players, definitely in the building. That first record you heard was Boy Block Life, you know what I'm saying, Get Your Bitch. I forgot the little homeboy name that's featuring on there. I'm going to get his name, man, and I'm going to run that by y'all in a minute, man. But you already know what it is. It's 3 after the hour. Today is the 16th, May 16th, man, and we just going to get it in like we always do, man. So let me see, man. I'm going to get to another real fast just to kind of keep the show going. And yeah, I'm going to get to another record real fast just to kind of keep the show going, man. When I come back here, my boy, Fresh Air, People's Player, is definitely be in the building. Shout out to the boy Direct, man. Ride out. Get it there, too.
I got to ride out. Pack my bags, got to go somewhere and hide out. Got to take the time. My future holds for me. While I wonder what I'm really supposed to be. So much negativity in the vicinity that I don't really want nobody close to me. Who can I trust? The whole city full of hate. I sit up in your face, smiling, acting like he ain't. I set a nigga up and say to let a nigga wet a nigga up. All because it's that a nigga getting paid. I'm tired of surrounding myself with the snakes. All of these years and the damn thing changed. So I gotta dip and go get on a different page. Shipping the nigga and thinking in a different lane. So I gotta do it myself, it's my dream. Hey, you know I never forget about my team. What you should be is happy you ain't see me on the scene. Cause all I'm trying to do is trying to bring us home a ring. I'm trying to experience to pick a better thing. It's time to decide like I'm living like a king. But I can't even call it cause I'm not a referee. So I'm not about to try to sit around and wait and see.
I gotta ride out. Pack my bags, gotta go somewhere and hide out. Gotta take the time out, gotta find out what my future holds for me.
when I wonder what I'm really supposed to be. So much negativity and vicinity, that I don't really want nobody close to me. I gotta ride out. Pack my bags, gotta go somewhere and hide out. Gotta take a time out, gotta find out what my future holds for me. While I wonder what I'm really supposed to be. So much negativity and vicinity, that I don't really want nobody close to me. This I guarantee, I'm genuine, that same OG. They can't faze me, baby. Ain't no changing me, life so crazy. Lately, I've been trying to see where life takes me. But mainly, I'm just trying to eat. So you know I gotta be what I'm supposed to be. Cause I gotta get what I'm supposed to get. Wanna try to knock me off of my shit, but I can't stop now, I'm too close to quit. And I just hope that they don't forget everything I did for the gas in the past. Time to put the pedal to the metal, straight smash on the gas till I'm gone and I can't look back. Why would I look back when everything I want is in front of me? And I can't help it, I just gotta be what I'm gonna be. If I was wanna be what everybody else wanted me to be, then how come I ain't, and I'm the only one running me? No sad for the fun in the games, no squares on my circle while I run with lanes. And I can't sit around doing the same old thing, and the thing won't change by me step that bank. I gotta ride out. Pack my bags, gotta go somewhere and hide out. Gotta take the time out, gotta find out what my future holds for me. While I wonder what I'm really supposed to be. So much negativity in the vicinity that I don't really want nobody close to me. I gotta ride out. Pack my bags, gotta go somewhere and hide out. Gotta take the time out, gotta find out what my future holds for me. While I wonder what I'm really supposed to be. So much negativity in the vicinity that I don't really want nobody close to me. They don't wanna see me ball. They just wanna see me fall. But they won't see me stall at all. No. And this bitch feeling like I'm 10 feet tall. Cause I already made my mind up. Nope, nobody gonna be stopping me. You can find me up in Hollywood, smoking a pound of them palm trees. Don't you see how I'm just living my life? Can't you see how I'm just living my dreams? I can see everything more clearly now. No, no rising. I'm just gonna do my thing. So stay out my way. Shut up, don't talk to me. I ain't got nothing to say. And when you see me now, just don't look at me strange. No, I had to rearrange a couple things, but I won't change. I gotta ride out. Pack my bags, gotta go somewhere and hide out. Gotta take the time out, gotta find out what my future holds for me. While I wonder what I'm really supposed to be. So much negativity in the vicinity that I don't really want nobody close to me. I gotta ride out. Pack my bags, gotta go somewhere and hide out. Gotta take the time out, gotta find out what my future holds for me. While I wonder what I'm really supposed to be. So much negativity in the vicinity that I don't really want nobody close to me.
Yeah, we back in the building, man.
Yo, you know what it is, it was no break, yo.
That was the boy direct, man. Fresh air to people player. This, let me tell y'all what this nigga does, right? The nigga come in late, right?
Damn!
I'm putting you on blast. The nigga come in late, and he tried to start the show all over again. Already did that.
Well, goddammit, Joe! You know what it is, yo. It's your boy, Legal Dope Radio, quarter key. Fresh air to people player in the building, Joe.
Shout out to the vodka. Shout out to the cranberry juice. Shout out to the world. Ray Fizzle in the building. He about to rotate, man.
Shout out to Shaq. What up? Shoot.
Got a lot of shit going on this week, man. Hey, we got the 10 things you need to know about 5/16/2012.
Did you already say we've been gone for 2 weeks?
Yeah, I already said that. I touched on pretty much everything, man.
Okay.
Been gone for 2 weeks, but I kind of been on some, you know, I've been on some business shit, man, so y'all got to excuse me. But just believe anytime we go on for some time, man, you know, I'm just trying to get to make the show better. You know, I'm trying to make moves to make the show better and get us to the next level and shit. So, shit, let me see what we got, man. We got some early callers in here. Let's get them in.
Chats.
This brother right here was waiting the longest. You
know, oh, I was waiting the longest?
Yeah, you was waiting the longest, man. 610, what up with it, Joe? Who this?
Man, this is Money T. Rose, a.k.a. Shaq. You know what it is. Watch your OKC beat the shit out the Lakers. Man.
Hey, hold on. I got this one.
All right.
Hey, first of all, Money Team Rose.
Face-ass nigga.
Hey, look. We don't need to hear about the motherfucking Lakers getting beat up on by OKC, okay? Don't start your shit off with that.
Right. Every nigga on OKC team is 15 years old. You got to look at that.
Okay, well, let me shout out to my Pacers then. I'm the only Pacers fan in the Lake Outer. Can I say that?
Okay.
That's all I want. I really didn't even meant to press one. I didn't even try to do that. I just want to be a listener today. It, you know what I'm saying? It's bigger than that in my name, they voice.
It's bigger than that. Hey, man, somebody called that TV and told him to call my motherfucking show.
I'm going to call her right now for y'all, and I'm going to call back.
Hey, call her and say, and tell her I'm here. Bring her motherfucking ass.
I got you, sir.
Hey, Shaq.
What up? I'm listening.
You come on here talking that fucking shit one more time, this what you going to get, nigga.
Hey. 17 bullets coming out of my nine.
Ever done it? Underground, I run it. Don't make me one and shot your face and put like six in your stomach. So we some stacking ass niggas, get it cracking ass niggas. We gangsters and we don't fuck with you rapping ass niggas. Old dick in the booty, sex packing ass niggas. Only tough in the booth, you old acting ass niggas. With they do rag and fitted, East Coast swagger ass niggas. Hey, tracks, I'm through fucking with these faggot ass niggas. My flow too gutter, my life too grimy. Spit it on every song so you know where to find me. I come from the shy, so you know that I'm banging. And my hat stay cocked, I think you know what I'm claiming. It's a chopper, if you know slang, you know what I'm aiming. And ain't scared to pull a trigger, even though that I'm famous. Got your black gloves on, even though that it's stainless. And shooting cop killers, so your death will be painless. I got
17 bullets coming out of my nine.
And fucking with that nigga Dub, you must be out of your mind. I ain't even said shit, niggas falling in line. Cause I got
17 bullets coming out of my nine.
I'm sick of being humble. I'm ready to bomb on the first motherfucker mumble. But whisper my name, nigga, this is my lane. My gangster shit, my money, my bitches, my pain. You niggas ain't ready, been ahead of my time. And if I'm fall, it's back to the lab, dead on my grind. Look, it's money over bitches, success over failure. Spit crack, my saliva is paraphernalia. And the strap stay loaded with one in the cockpit. Ain't that any motherfucker slinking on my shit? This street rap fag nigga, step your game up. We'll fall in line for your little gang, get yanked up. My niggas ain't worried or concerned what y'all do. You looking for me? Shit, I'm on the block, just fall through. But we bite, we don't just bark like y'all do. Your best bet is chill or the burner assault you. I got
17 bullets coming out of my nine.
And fucking with that nigga Dub, you must be out of your mind. I ain't even said shit, niggas falling in line. Cause I got
17 bullets coming out of my nine.
Nothing's above me. Lords give me respect, all the gangsters love me. I stay in the streets, it ain't hard to find me. I'm where they gang banging with a mob behind me. You can tell by the cars and jewels we got dough. And any nigga get caught, ain't talking to 5-0. I ain't new to this thug shit, I been in the hood. White tee and blue jeans, nigga, I blend in the hood. I dips in the hood, I dips in the hood. Behind 10, get my dick sucked by your bitch in the hood. Look, if he don't know Dub, there's something wrong with that man mind. And fucking with the wall, you rather walk on a landmine. I was taught to walk quietly and carry a Roscoe. Get bread and try to move more drugs than I sold. And never get greedy, lay low when the block slow. And keep a tight circle, watching out for the Roscoe. I got
17 bullets coming out of my nine.
And fucking with that nigga Dub, you must be out of your mind. I ain't even said shit, niggas falling in line. Cause I got
17 bullets coming out of my nine.
Shout out to the boy Dub, man.
Good shout out to you, Dub.
17 bullets, you know what I'm saying?
And like we just told Shaq, you come on the show talking that Laker bullshit,
you're going to get 17 bullets.
You're going to get 17 bullets. Simple as that.
You might,
we ain't for that.
Right, we ain't for that bullshit.
Shout out to the Bulls fans.
Yeah, that's what I be telling these
shit,
dudes, man.
Come on, man. Don't do that, man.
Talk to you red
in the face. Win five rings, then holler at me.
Exactly.
Period.
That's my take on it as well. So, man, like I say, today is Wednesday, May 16th. We in the building, fresh out of People's Player, boy quarter is great, man. We've been going for a minute. Like I say, we've been kind of trying to figure some other shit out for y'all. I got a Sunday show I'm about to start doing for all the listeners. It's going to be a real basic show. It's not going to be a lot of talking, man. It's going to be a Sunday countdown. We're going to do the top 9 songs at 8. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to come on at 8, and I'm going to do my top 9 countdown. Now, understand that I'm not going to pick these 9. I'm actually going to be doing some promotion for you niggas. So I'm going to put the songs out there, and I'm going to let the people choose. You know, I'm going to see what song gets the most likes, and I'm going to kind of go from there. I'm also going to, you know, email the songs out to a few people that I trust their opinion as far as music going. We're going to kind of go from there. So be on the lookout for a Sunday show. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it this Sunday. If I do plan on doing it this Sunday, y'all will know. So, you know, follow me on Twitter at Legal Dope Radio. And, you know, I post it if I'm going to do it this Sunday or not, but it's definitely coming within the next Sunday or two. So be on the lookout for that.
In other news, speaking of countdowns, this is where, you know, where the whole transition came from. They're talking about, you know, as far as, you know, countdown, 106 and Park, everybody knows what's up with that countdown.
Right.
They were going to add another segment every Friday called The Session. Don't quote me on what it's called, but they're going to add another segment. And with a segment called, I'm going to add another segment anyhow.
BP,
to 106
right?
and Park.
Okay.
Yeah, 106 and Park. And it's going to be every Friday. And it's going to be strictly for freestyling. Kind of like The Basement did.
Right.
The whole, you know, the whole booth. You know, yeah. And I believe they're starting this Friday with 2 Chainz.
Right. And that's dope because that's actually.
That's a missing element of hip hop.
Yeah, that's actually what I'm up to. That was another thing I was doing while we were away. I was trying to figure out how I wanted to do it, but basically what it came down to is I'm just going to have whatever artist come through that night, I'm going to have them spit an 8 or a 16, you know what I mean? And we're going to start doing that as well. So on Sundays, be on the lookout, man, because the person who wins the song, they probably going to already know it. The number one song, I'm going to have them on the show. So just be on the lookout for Sundays, man. Sundays at 8. Just be on the lookout for that, man. It's just going to be a real good time. Like I say, we're going to do 9 songs, the top 9 songs of the week, or, you know, and kind of go from there. And see, this is my thing. This was my dilemma. My dilemma was, do I want to do it every other Sunday or every Sunday? You know, so I polled about 40 people, and I got about 26 responses. And, you know, I guess they just dope fiends because they want it every Sunday. But
Church.
if I decide not to do it every Sunday, understand it's a reason why. I believe I should give it 2 weeks for the songs to get the, you know, get the likes or the hype or whatever behind them and then go from there. So, once again, follow me on Twitter, at Legal Dope Radio, and that's how you'll know when I'm going to decide to do this move. Everything will be on that tweet. When I send that tweet out within the next 24 to 36 hours. So it's 9:19, man. You back in the building with the Legal Dope Boys. It's quarter to great. Mr. May, rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air the People's Player.
Back in the building after a 2-week break.
Hey, man, so this is what I'm going to do, man. I'm just going to keep the party going, man. Shout out to the boy. Shout out to them Justin boys, man. You know what? Matter of fact, I'm going to get to that right now. I got a new record. My boy LeBoo, everybody know I'm a big LeBoo fan, you know what I'm saying, from the Justin.
On the show?
Week before last. We had LeBoo on the
show. Before last.
And, you know, he a freak, you know what I'm saying? So I'm you know, challenge him and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a student, so he's, you know, he wants to do this shit. So, you know, every time he shoot me a record, I tell him how I feel about it. I give my honest opinion. I'm going to be getting in the studio with him soon. I got a record coming out. It's going to be the first street single off the Raincoats and Umbrellas album. And the song is called Chopper City. And I got him and the boy Captain Fat on that bitch out of the eight. So y'all be on the lookout for that. But right now, I'm going to get to this LaBoo.
Man, shout out to my man, Captain Fat.
I'm going to get to this LaBoo featuring Young JR. It's called Feed the Party Drugs. Faith gonna love this shit, man.
About a man, gone. Probably take her home if she ain't right. Gone. I'm swerving all night cause I'm pay right.
Right.
Got bitches laying over like a campsite. Got the money, cool. Here you go, gone. Got everything you need, ain't nothing new. Got the loud on dead, better come through. Got the shit weighing in like 1-2. Got the bitch brainwashed like who you? Ain't said too much, put my dick out. Ain't here too long, gotta dip out. Everybody gone cause you shit lie. Can't really hear shit, everybody high. Have bacon, feeling I'm finna fly. We here all night, ain't too dry. If you finna fall asleep, what you come for? Pop five more pills for the hundo. Make that ass jump up like pronto. And I'm on the hoes up like Alonzo, bitch. Got the perp when I'm sippin' in the cup. Beat everybody in his drug. All these hoes going wild, get fucked. Get the money, then get a nut. Hope she don't fall in love.
Beat everybody in his drug. Got a pound laid out like a rug. And the mama really must be high. Talking about she about to fall in love. That pack, relax. Got X, double stack.
Hey, Her cup filled with that Texas. I'm coming down and I'm flexing. I'm draped up with no necklace. I'm dripped out.
Get purple drink and they sipping. We coming down and we tipping. She stumbling cause she tripping. Y'all under us, so get lifted. This beat cold, but we trippy.
All right.
My brim low and we ditching.
Right.
They acting out, no audition. My J Spike the addition. We throw low and we pitching. Don't know or don't get it. It's something wrong with her vision. Who they holler at, I got mentions. On top of mine with my niggas. I'm doing fine cause I listen to the OGs that be whipping. Or the loud pack that be flipping. They take words and just flip it. I flip words and got midget. This whole night is a mission. Bout that check and bet you get lifted.
Money purple, she sippin' purple. Call it brain, I call it herbal. Calm it down when she getting nervous. Cool and colder, I'm at your service. Them people lurking, probably swerving. Got Texas with me, nothing less than 50. Extra cash, they out to get me. AK, who got a problem with me? Spray, that's a pool party. Kose and his crew gnarly. Whoa.
Yeah, you back in the building with the Legal Dope Boys, man.
That never gets old, man.
Hey, look, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's dope back.
That never gets old, man.
Hey, I was listening to some of the old shows the other day, man. And if you want to listen to some of the old shows, because there's some hilarious shit on there, man. Like, that's what made me easy. Like, if Shaq didn't say nothing about Nate Neasy, I was going to actually bring her up today. Because Nate Neasy used to come through and actually get the show shaking.
Hey, yeah.
And Nate Neasy made us bring motherfucking Blow the Whistle. You know what I'm saying? Nate Neasy used to be a Blow the Whistle champion. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Nate Neasy. I was listening to one of the old shows. I was actually listening to the show when Ben One was on.
Nate Neasy
said, can I ask you a question?
Boy, what the game like? Shout out to Nate Neasy, man.
Hey, Nate Neasy is like, you know, back in the day, that one chick that ever talked to Keith Sweat was going to say whatever the fuck they felt like saying to that nigga for the last... We might have to call Nate Neasy. Somebody give me Nate Neasy's number, man.
I got the tape.
You got the tape?
I got the tape, nigga. We got
calling Nate Neasy. Actually, when I play the Freddie Free iPod pick of the week, I'm calling Nate Neasy before that happens. So, just know when I get ready to play that.
Hide the kids, hide your wife.
Hide the kids, hide your wife.
Nate Neasy is going to say whatever the fuck she wants to.
Hey, so check it out. John Lennon new album coming real soon. Raincoats and Umbrellas. I'm putting together a masterpiece.
Also coming real soon.
I was about to get to that.
Mixtape by Quarter Key.
I'm about to get to that.
Was you gonna say Quarter Key or Sean Lennon?
I was gonna say Quarter Key. Like I'm on top of it.
Because
basically, what's going on is it's a war right now between Quarter Key and Sean Lennon. You know what I'm saying? Rumor has it that both of them motherfuckers is just going to stand on each side of the world and run full speed into each other and become another motherfucker.
They're for the form Voltron or some shit.
Exactly. So that rumor has it. That's what I heard. I don't know how true it is, but the Raincoats and Umbrellas album is coming real soon. The Quarter Key mixtape Legal Dough 2 is finally going to drop. We're putting the finishing touches on that right now. Shout out to the boy Kodo. He's doing the artwork for the Raincoats and Umbrellas album, and the Legal Dope 2 artwork is already ready to go. So we're gonna be hitting the streets with those mixtapes real soon.
Speaking of mixtapes, I'm gonna branch off on two levels, you know.
What you got?
First of all, I got new staff to walk an autograph.
I got it too.
Shit's banging.
I got
that first.
It.
I'm gonna say that first. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my homeboy Young Staff. You know, it's called Shot a Lot of Videos. You feel me? It's hard. Big shout out to the homie. And then,
staff is hard, though. I was with some other motherfuckers.
And I can say this, and none of you other motherfuckers are better say this because you're not as mad like this. My homie just kind of relax. He's chilling. He lays chilling a little bit.
That's cool, though. Like, he keep getting better. That's my thing.
Like, niggas ain't fucking with the homie, though, when he bring it, though.
Right. And see, that's my thing with staff. That's my thing with staff. If he take his time and be lazy, like Andre 3000 is doing right now, if he continues to get better, and if he continues to work on his craft, then I don't have a problem with it. Because I'm cool with that, because I got staff no matter what.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? So as long as he sits back and, you know, he's actually, you know, perfecting his craft like I expect him to be doing, I don't have a problem with that. You know, Lad is a different animal. You know, Lad, you know, he started late. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Lad feel like he applies himself like, you know, I just started yesterday. But he's been in it for a few years now, you know what I'm saying? But he keeps applying himself. I'm proud of that nigga. Shout out to the boy SQ. This nigga right here, to me, is like the hood version of Pop. That's kind of what SQ is to me. And the reason why I say that, and I'm not talking lyrically. I'm just talking his he got a Pac swag, like he got like a thug life swag, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's a product of the X, you know, he's a product of Marion Jones, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man,
I gotta
most prolific DJ in Lake County history.
Exactly. So, you know, and he walks it and he talks it. So shout out to the boy SQ. And I'm just giving shout outs right now, but you know I'm starting with my team first. And I say last but not least, I gotta say Block Life. Okay? And the reason why I say last but not least is because when I first came back from out of town, you know, I was with Block a lot. You understand what I'm saying? I just had a little injury and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I was with Block a lot, man, and we was working on music. He was perfecting his shit. And he will tell you right now, you know, he's progressing. He'll tell you I'm progressing, you know. So, Block Life, his music is getting better and better and better. But it's not only musically he's getting better, it's lyrically. Now, I'm going to go back to music in a second, but lyrically he's better than a lot of these niggas out here.
They've been rapping for
a very long time. You understand what I'm saying? Now, he took the song-making aspect of it, and he's actually better at song-making than a lot of you motherfuckers that's been out here doing it for a very long time. So big shout out to the boy Block Life, the whole BMG clique. The LaBoo homie, he's stepping his game up.
Man.
JR, stepping his game up.
If you don't segue to that Block Life joint, then me and somebody gonna have beef. Me and the program director.
Hey, Block Life,
beef.
Block Life started the show out. Block Life started the show out, you know. So just understand that. Like I say, so I got a whole lot of, you know, love for all of the people out here, man. We just gonna keep on continuing to do this music and doing this Legal Dope Radio. Shout out to AK. You know what I'm saying? RIP. talking about Mike Brown, man. That's just funny because that picture reminds me of Mike. You know what I'm saying? Like the picture we got of Mike, you know, that picture right there reminds me of, you know, Mike B. So, RIP to them dudes, man. What's your boy name? Mellow the Gutter Man. Twisted Boy.
Right.
Got a new record out called I Love the Streets.
Speaking of that, you know who else I heard on the radio the other day on one of the other stations? My boy Showtime. Remember we had Showtime on the show? We kicked that shit off.
We jumped off the campaign.
Yeah, big shout out to Showtime, you know what I mean?
But Mellow the Gutter Man is Twista artist. I'm going to try to get him on the show soon. You know what I mean? And y'all know how I do it. When I get him on the show, I get a lot of their music and I play that shit. You know what I'm saying? So Mellow the Gutter Man actually got a new single out right now called I Love the Street, featuring Ace Hood. And it's a banger.
Hustle.
Yeah. And it's a banger. You know what I'm saying? And I heard it the other day. I mean, I seen the video the other day. It's a banger. So I'm going to try to get that dude on, man. Chicago is doing a lot of big stuff right now. And, you know, we all, you know, trying to get it, man.
I know it's the Freddie Free Pick of the Week, and I know we're going to get to that, man. Speaking of Chicago, I got to, just because you said Chicago is making moves right now. Big shout out to Chief Keys. You know, it's about 50-50.
Right.
As far as, you know, what the world thinking about him. You know you arrived when you get a spoof on World Star type of shit, you know what I mean? It's a spoof on World Star, the Chief Keef joint, you know what I mean? But Chief Keef is making big noise.
He made a lot of noise.
Right now with the I Don't Like joint,
right.
You know what I mean? And the rumor has it, before we get to this joint, not the Chief Keef joint, but another song or whatever, but the rumor has it is that Baby called this mog and said, you know, man, I like what you're doing, shawty. You know what I mean? Like, I want you to come get around with the team type of shit, you know what I'm saying? So, allegedly, Young Money, Cash Money, Baby, called Chief Keef and told him, come fuck with the squad. You know, I don't know how true that is. I'm just going off my sources and my rumors, you know. Pardon, homie. I'm just going off my sources and my rumors, you feel what I'm saying? But they say Baby wants Chief Keef to get down with the squad, you know what I mean? Chief Keef is making noise right now with the I Don't Like joint, you know. And like the homie talked about earlier, the Freddie Free iPod pick of the week, you know, is Chief Keef with the remix. You know, you might have heard it, you may not have, you know. We don't normally do this because we normally break joints. We don't follow in footsteps, you know what I mean? And you might have heard it already, but Freddie Free iPod pick of the week is that. So, you know, it's the Chief Keef joint, you know, with the remix. So if you haven't heard it, you're in for a treat, you know what I'm saying? If you have, they can stay, you know. Big shout out to Chief Keef, Low End, Chi-Town.
I actually wasn't about to play Chief Keef.
No, not right now.
I'm going to tell you why.
But you ready now, though?
I want to play it now.
Okay.
But we got to get Name Easy in the building first.
Okay.
We have to get Name Easy in the building first.
Neasy. Big shout out to Neasy. Yeah, you know, it's balloon to a blend.
That's all I got
to
say. Got to get Neasy in the building. All right, so I'm going to take another caller, man. 941, you on the line.
What's going on, y'all? It's Rick Dog.
Rick Dog, what's happening?
Chilling, man. What y'all on, man? Y'all having a good night?
Man, you know, I'm posted like a thumbtack, man. How about you, man? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I just want to comment on that black life, man. I grew up with black, you know, ever since, you know, back in the day, and black life's been doing its thing. He came up, you know what I'm saying? I know how his life been, you know what I'm saying? And that dude, he's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? I like what he's doing. Much props out to Black Life.
Chats, big shout out to my homie Block.
Yeah, almost love Block.
But, you know what I'm saying? Man, play
Rick
that track for me, man.
Those records, Rick Dog.
What's happening?
I got the records. You hear me?
Yeah.
I listen to the records.
If you make sure the beat is knocking. It's produced by me, written by me, recorded by me, everything by me. Lyrics is on here.
All right, you know what? I'm going to play that second hour. And if you like.
That's what's up, man.
No, if you like, we're going to hit it or quit it. You know what I mean? Like we told you last.
Do what you got to do.
A couple reasons ago, we told you we're going to hit it or quit it. You know what I mean? And what I'm thinking we're going to do, you know, is hit or quit that joint. And you know how hit it or quit it works because you're a fan of Legal Dope Radio from forever. So we're probably going to play that joint. and get some opinions on it and see what's good with it. You feel me?
For sure. Name is Make Sure the Beat is Knocking.
My man, Make Sure the Beat is Knocking. By Rick Dawg, produced by Rick Dawg, recorded by Rick Dawg. Zip.
Big D Productions, Big DP, you know what I'm saying? And shouts out to Quarter Key and Key West and everything too. Legal Dope Power, you know what I'm saying?
So, my man, shout out to Rick Dawg.
Hey man, big shout out to the boy Rick Dawg. He's a Legal Dope listener for a minute, man. And we actually gonna get some of his music on and we gonna let y'all hear his equipment. You know what I'm saying? So man, you already know what it is, man. It's Legal Dope Radio. Your boy Quarter Key greater than the building. This is what I'm gonna do, man. Y'all had us.
Man,
rap like this. Hey, y'all, this one on me.
People,
they don't know. Don't show. Just don't forget about being a minister to South Central while they drink their juice. That's what it's all about, right?
The fuck is he talking about?
Yep. It's your boy.
Block life.
It's your boy. Block life.
Block life in this motherfucker.
On me. Hey, turn me up a little bit, Jeff, in the headphones. Let's do it.
Oh, jeez. I'm screening you on the catwalk, nigga.
Oh, jeez.
What the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Oh, jeez.
You deserve a mouth shot, nigga.
On me, on me, on me, on me. I'm a beast.
I'm familiar with the concept, Joe.
I'm off the leash.
I can get it for a price so low.
Oh, jeez.
I got it cheap, so I know it's gon' go.
On me, on me, on me, on me, on
put it
me.
On something, nigga. On my mama, on my life. I'm in a zone, fuck, nigga. On my son, on my stripes. You can get it. I just roll up like Rico on his bike. Then I take off just like I booked a private flight. My juice is V8, my plug is 9B. I'm blessed from OG, my status is G3. My kush is A1, I'm hot like 8 suns. I pop a gray gun, I'm blocked a great one. I'm not the fake kind, I smoke on that grapevine. Good work, I'm on time. Good perk, get broke down. My whip on 18, grew up on 18. My plug was 18, he charged me 18. I'm something to deal with, no lying, that's real spit. I'm buying the whole zip, I'm flying the whole clip. I'm trying to quick flip, or buy me a quick lick. I see me a fresh pelly, I'm buying the whole fit.
Oh, jeez,
I'm screening you on the catwalk, nigga.
Oh, jeez,
what the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Oh, jeez,
you deserve a mouth shot, nigga.
On me, on me, on me, on me, I'm a beast.
I'm familiar with the concept, Joe.
I'm off the leash.
I can get it for a price so low.
On cheap.
I got it cheap, so I know it's gon' go.
On me, on me, on me, on me, on me.
Thor, big folks, little folks. AK on Larry Hoover, on the boss, on granddaddy, on Pearly Mae. I'm trained to go, no stop sign. I bang the pole at one time. I fold and seal, no lunch sign. You loading steel, I'm Wi-Fi. I'm in the hood, no starting chain. I'm loose dog and I'm off the chain. I got the juice, I got the name. Get the pick, no getting framed. I'm with the click, big money game. I split the licks, we eat the same. Don't break the sweat, it's in my veins. Place your bets, I take your chain. Two arrows up, I share the chick. Two wide as lunch, biracial mix. They count the dust, I say make it quick. Straight ounces up, I hate bagging up. 2 sticks loud when I'm waking up. 2 more sticks when I get tapered up. 1 more stick when I get back from lunch. I blow backwards, I don't like the blunt. Got throwback bills, tiny faces. LOL, no smiley faces. On my life is story basis. I serve them hype, I let them taste it. I make out nice, not hesitant. I take out hype, your resident. I clean up nice and evident. I clean up twice, no evidence.
Oh, jeez.
I'm screening you on the catwalk, nigga.
Oh, jeez.
What the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Oh, jeez.
You deserve a mouth shot, nigga.
On me, on me, on me, on me. I'm a beast.
I'm familiar with the concept, Joe.
I'm off the leash.
I can get it for a price so low.
On cheap.
I got it cheap, so I know it's gon' go.
On me, on me, on me, on me, on me.
Shout out to the boy Block Life, man, homie. Texas Cereal Mix CD, man. You got to get that. Pick that up right now.
Available at thatfifth.com / Mr. Block Life. Yo, get you a bar of that, man. Sex material, stupid, off the chain, going super duper hard. Matter of fact, I think we got Block Life on the line right
now. Smiley faces. LOL, no smiley faces.
I'm loading still you Wi-Fi. Let's pull a block on right now, because if I ain't mistaken, that's him.
I'm going to steal that one time.
We get to Friday night in a second, you feel me? But we finna goddamn
Block Life,
what's happening, brother?
Man, you already know, man. Legal dope in the motherfucking house, Joe. Block Life on deck all the time, Joe. Out here getting it, man. Got new hustles and new cash, man. New bills and new bitches. You know what I'm talking about? We goddamn
got
it out here. Got goddamn sunglasses for the ass. Designer sunglasses hit my phone, Joe.
Sunglasses in the motherfucking. Hey, man, did you get my message the other day?
Man, I don't know, man. I goddamn get 3,000 messages a day, man. I be trying to check them, man. I think I got your number changed or something like that.
Yeah, I hit you on the book, man. I need some big wide lenses, man.
Oh yeah, I got that too, man.
Hey, man, for the
listeners, man. For the listeners and supporters, man. I get everything, man. I might not be able to get back to you right away, but I get everything. Every message, email, inbox. Goddamn it, poke, like, everything. I get everything. I see everything. Tweets, all of that. I just can't get to everybody right now. I'm trying, though.
Hey. Check it out, brother. Hey, what's the real
what up,
shit, Joe? Put your seatbelt on, man. It's the law.
Hey, man. Man, you know how I ride, man. I break all the rules. I'm going to put it on, man, just for goddamn it, legal dope sake, man. There it is, man. Well, I'm going to turn whatever you have, though.
Hey, make sure you stick around too, so I got that new young sale coming up, man. Don't let your home
man,
you feel me?
Man, I'm sticking around, man. I got about 2 hours left on this battery though, man, but I'm sticking around as long as I can, man. Legal Dope. Hey, man, shout out to the Legal Dope Boys, man. Legal Dope Boys going strong in this bitch, man. Hey, man, this is the first time ever in Legal Dope history, man, putting y'all on hold, man. Hold on.
Hey, man.
Hey, come on, man. Big part of the Block Life, man.
This is what I'm going on. Legal Dope Radio first.
It's up in the Friday night.
It's up in the
Block
Life, man.
Man.
This is so old, man.
Hey, Friday night. Come on, man. What up?
I hope you have my fucking door. You plan to
Friday night ain't even ready. Friday night ain't right. We'll figure that out. Friday night ain't even ready.
Go figure that out. Block Life put us on hold.
Block put us on hold.
That matter. Anybody put us on
anybody.
Hold.
Anybody. Well, Block put us on hold.
Damn. If Friday
night
wasn't ready.
Friday night ready. He ain't got to shoot. He ain't got...
I'll be fully on the hound, dog.
Man, now this the same dude who said he was born in his jumpsuit. Oh, no. Not Friday. Hey, man, so...
2 weeks. It's 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah.
We got a lot of catch up on, you know. First of all, I'm going to say this. Rest in peace to Adam Yount, I believe is his last name. I'm going to check my notes, you know. But for those that really don't know who that is or have no clue, that was MCA of the Beastie Boys. You know.
MCA.
You know, we lost a legend, you know, by the Beastie Boys. That was MCA, you know what I mean? And I say that just to make the smooth transition because I'm catching up, you know. Rest in peace, definitely, you know, we lost a legend. But big shout out to Friday night and myself, you know, and, you know, my Uncle Mick, you know, and Brian, you know, who, you know, formerly was Saturday Morning.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
and a couple other homies, you know what I mean? But we went down to the Kentucky Derby, man. We had a party down there, you know. I also want to take this time out because I'm sure they're listening because I told them to jump down today. Got to give a big shout out to Exclusive Wear on East Broadway. You know, where I was going up in there doing my thing, you know, they showed me a lot of love up in the spot, you know.
The spot we went to?
Yes.
Got all the hats and shit, Exclusive Kicks, clothes in the middle.
Yeah. Big shout out to Fannie Mae Exclusive Wear, you know what I mean? They showed me a bunch of love up in the spot, you know what I'm saying? So, big shout out to them folks that are listening right now, you know. I said I was going to do it, Fannie, there you go. My man's and them. But like I said, we had a party at the Derby, you know. If you've never been, it's a celebration, you know. If you have been before, you know about it already. So big shout out to the whole secondary movement, you know. We're tough.
I got throwback feels. Tiny faces. LOL, no smile.
Try Friday night one more time. See what he's showing out.
I think he's ready. Friday.
Yeah.
It's the boy Friday night.
Make me like this.
Hey.
What it do?
Wait a minute. Let me get back to Fresh Air, the People's Player, talking about the homie not wearing his seatbelt. Fresh Air don't wear a seatbelt, people. So don't even let him front like that. Yeah.
Well, black.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, man, you know.
Well, you know, my people told me break one law at a time, and I was just doing one thing at a time, man. I got to wear my seatbelt.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? It's safety first, man, in every situation. You got to realize that, man. Safety first. So you got to wear your seatbelt, man.
What's good, Friday, man?
Man, you know me, man. One day got chicken, next day feathers, man. You know how I do it. I ain't doing nothing. I didn't do a thing all day. Lay here in Cali in the sunshine. Me and my dog, we just take it easy all day today. Didn't do a thing. I was hanging on for Legal Dope Radio. What do you mean?
Well, here we go, man. What you done done since we started, man? You done popped confetti? You done did the champagne thing? What you done, man?
No, but I got that, though. So what I'm going to do is halftime for the game, so then I'm going to refresh my beverage, and I'm going to listen to Legal Dope Radio. And I would have to concur with the guest earlier, man, that block life is going hard nowadays. But y'all got so many people out there going hard, y'all don't got enough time. So I'm trying to campaign for another hour for Legal Dope Radio. How do I do that?
Yeah, well, That's a good start right there. But what we're doing right now is working on a Sunday show. But right now, what I'm gonna tell you right now is on a whole other note, and I'm sure you don't want to hear this because honesty hurts. But your boy's a bum.
Who? James?
He's a bum.
Oh man, my man. All right, I didn't see the game, man. But you know they're a little short-handed. They need my man. You know it's It is what it is, man. You know, you can't call that dude a bum, man. You know, you got to give him, some kind of props, man. MVP 3 out of 4 times. You know what I mean? I don't want to make it a basketball show, but, man, you know, that's the best basketball player we've seen in ages, man. Give that boy some props, man.
Oh, no. That might be the best basketball player in the past 2 years.
Okay. Well, he won MVP 3 out of 4. Ain't but a couple of mugs done that.
So,
you know, like I said, I'm going to give him credit, man. You know what I mean? You know, it's just like every now and then an actor make a bad movie, man. You know, so everything can't be good all the time, man. You know what I mean? So, you know.
But them actors were good, though. The actors won the Oscars one time before they made them bad movies.
Yeah, but sometimes you still have a bad role, though, man. You know, start off good, but end up bad, man. You know, so I don't know, man. I think the dude is the most prolific player that we ever seen, man, myself. But I think, you know, sometimes he don't rise to the occasion, man. But then, you know, that's just how it goes sometimes in life, man. I mean, you know.
Hey, Friday, before I let you go, I'm going to tell you, brother, he is a good kid.
He's a good kid, though.
Yeah, good kid. That was well put.
Hey, it's good to see y'all back on the radio, man. Gee whiz. I didn't know what I was going to do with my Wednesdays, man. My Wednesdays was touch and go here for a minute.
Well, no, it's all about people like you, man. We definitely appreciate you and, you know, several other thousand people, you know. But every time we take a day off, it's definitely make the show grow. It definitely make the show grow, man. Real talk.
They make the show grow? Man, that's profound. Man, can I hear one of them Fresh Air Hot 16s, man? Me and some of them Hot 16s from Fresh Air. He, you know, he's not a rapper. You know, he's not us. He don't even rap.
I don't have any Fresh Air Hot 16.
You got retired on my 16. Let me tell you where I come from.
I'm sure Fresh Air got one in his pocket.
Yeah, this is. I typed the homie up on the way back from Kentucky with the Jackie or Yvette.
Oh, yeah.
Or Tamika, however you want to phrase the name of the song, you feel me?
Right.
And so that was the first time, you know what I mean? He was kind of knocked off his feet, you feel me? So shout out to the homie about that, you know. But we ain't got nothing loaded up for you Friday night, man. You know, I don't be wanting to, you know, overshine myself, you know.
You don't want to put too much light on the subject?
You feel me? You feel me?
Hey, but man, kick some of that stuff. Y'all got some real nice stuff, man. It was in your iPod, man. Play some of them. let me hear something. What was in your iPod? I want to hear the iPod cut. Did I miss the iPod cut of the day?
Now, we waiting on Nate Neely, but I'm going to give you this right here on Friday night, man.
Big shout out to the homie. All right,
man. All right. Give it to me, man. Give it to me.
Majestic Drama.
I'm a beast. I'm a dog. Excuse me as I park this pretty bitch up on the curb. Yeah. My vision hella blurred, cause I can't see through the hate. I get much more than I deserve. That's why I keep the brain slow. Smoke rising out the cool Gucci frame zone. Yeah, and in my hood I'm kingdom. Because I wreck any track that I climb on. Yeah, just that motion picture money flow. John Lennon for the leading role. Yeah, white whip collar Amber Rose. This is how a winner life supposed to go.
This is Herba Hype Williams video. Fast dude with the skinny flow. A bunch of models in a drop bro. Popping bottles of that drop pro.
Bad boy with the skinny flow. A bad bitch in the tiny club. Riding through the city slow. Everything bright like a Hype Williams video. No directions needed, I got an old soul. Hip hop dripping out my asshole. Fat dude with a skinny flow. They keep a hood rat that shortly resembles a centerfold. Over the game like a don't be. And that shit retractable, I'm in my Peyton Manning seat. Yeah, which means I'm kind of a control freak. And I need the ball to win, Kobe Bean. Yeah. 18s for the offset. Back pair looking like they can't get in the club yet. Yeah, so I leave them at the front door. Top down like I'm in a motherfucking video. Yeah, like they never seen a seat spree. Wave game looking like 11 million beauty queens. Top models in red bottles. Yeah, top models in red bottles. Yeah, get that motion picture money flow. John Lennon for the leading role. Yeah, white whip, call it Amber Rose. This is how a winner like the pros can go.
This is Herba Hype Williams video. Bad boy with the skinny flow. A bunch of models and a truck bro. Popping bottles of that truck rosé.
Bad boy with a skinny flow. A bad bitch in the side of club. Riding through the city. Like a high William video. Yeah. I'm just exotic as the chick I'm with. Interaction is as foreign as the car I whip. And the car I whip is whiter than my nickname. So when I hit the hood, the ballers call me Raw Kane. Fat nigga with a skinny flow. They keep a chicken skinny as the jeans in y'all video. I need that for really though. I don't think y'all hear me though.
Shout out to the boy Sean Lennon, man, off that District 187 mixtape. Hey, look, we also going to have that out here in the streets, too, man. So when we bring out the Legal Dope 2 mixtape, that's going to stand alone for a week or two, and then I'm going to clobber y'all over the head with that District 187 mixtape, the hard copies, for the people that didn't actually get online to download it. I'm going to hit y'all with the hard copies of that as well. So we're going to be double-pressed out. The summer going to be real nice for us. I'm trying to make a couple moves, man, to put us in a position where we'll be able to control the streets, man, and really just take the streets back. You know what I'm saying? So just look out for two mixtapes coming soon and then, an album coming on the heels of that. And it's going to be a real good album. Like I say, man, I got a couple people that's going to jump down on the album. A lot of people y'all heard from the show. A couple people that aren't from the show, like I say. All of the relationships pretty much came through the show. Except for, my Young Buck relationship that I've had for years and my direct relationship that I've had for years. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my man, Rec.
Shout out to the boy, Rec. I played his record earlier today.
And also,
so that shit is coming real soon.
We're approaching the time right now, too, for the homie soundtrack, Just to give you a little background on soundtrack, did some joints, some big joints. Not just the downplay. There's some big joints for the homeboy Lupe shit,
Right.
And also some new joints on the Stally mixtape. But he's been in the studio working real hard with the Food and Liquor Part 2 joint. the new Lupe joint, you know what I mean? So if I'm not mistaken, he's in the studio as we speak. So we may or may not have him on the show tonight, you know, as kind of publicized, but, you know, we still holding on for that, you know what I mean? But we still going to move on how we move on, you know. But if it comes down to it, that would definitely be great, you feel me? But at the same time, you know, homie working real hard right now on that Fool Nigga 2 joint, you know what I mean? So big shout out to the homie for that, you know what I mean?
And
so,
somebody get Name Easy's number.
Damn, I got the tape. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? I got Name Easy for you. I got that for you right now.
Big shout out to young staff. Staff, the new staff joint coming up in a hot second. Yeah, I'm working on getting that now. I'm working on getting that right now. So y'all stick and stay for that. Man, hey, look, this is what I'm going to do. Looks like we lost the call. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play another record. I want to get Name Easy on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play another record, though. But I want to get Name Easy.
If you want that now, I'll give it to you now.
I'm going to get on the phone. Let me play this record, though. Check it out. We can fuck it, man. It's a celebration, man. Get addicted.
This is a Cassius Clay production.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling, came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Purple smelling like a pound of purple.
Okay.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling, came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Purple smelling like a pound of purple.
Came to the club reaching stupid booty break. Great taste on my Jimi Hendrix shit. I'm smoking purple haze. Same shit Prince was smoking when he made Purple Rain. Did some Dipset shit. Purple City Bird Gang. High end fly, nigga. Birds playing. Gucci man ham with a big bag of purple. Damn right I'm going in. Don't nobody smoke commercial. Sitting here chilling with some bitches that he flirting. Got this goofy weed from a nerd. I call it Steve Burton. $5,500 for the pound, and it's worth it. Gave Cortez a couple zones, told him go ahead and smoke. He a fool when he busted down and sold it. Made $5,500, and he went and bought his own shit. Went and bought a new whip, went and bought a blue chain. I told him he was tripping, should have got purple, man.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling, came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Smelling like a pound of purple.
Okay.
Came to the club, hopped out, real purple. Smoking good green and blue lean, make you purple. Sacramento King weed, just call it purple. Baltimore Raven weed, just call it purple. You can tell I'm winning when I come, I smell like Grimace. Spark a blunder for your niggas, spark a blunder for your bitches. Purple in my clothes, and it's purple in my fitted. When I'm done with this song, it's gonna paint a purple city. Purple, 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 I go so dumb with it. Not only am I smoking, I burn purple to the killer. I love them new fives, cause they got that purple in it. Goddamn, I didn't mention big boy, purple ribbon. It's a purple pen and I got a purple lighter. I just noticed that when I set my purple on fire. It's a purple pen and I got a purple lighter. I just noticed that when I set my purple on fire.
Shot a lot of videos, got a lot of time. Catch me in my Chevy looking fly, just flying. I'm the kind of guy that got money for the fines. Look, if getting money wrong, I don't wanna be right. Shot a lot of videos, got a lot of time. Catch me in my Chevy looking fly, just flying. I'm the kind of guy that got money for the fines. Look, if getting money wrong, I don't wanna be right. If getting it is wrong, I don't wanna be right. If my money gon' be funny, then I want it to be life. Yeah, Eddie Murphy money or more in the mawsome. I done seen too much yellow take that red caution. Don't wanna see a coffin, Kush got me coughing. I smoke weed to live high like Martians. Ballin' like Boston, fuck it. or dead rolls. I'ma get a bunch of fucking money either way it goes. Smoking like I'm making roast. Traveling from coast to coast. Rapping, making cooler boasts. Yeah, boy, I do the most. Smoking till I overdose. This is just me, Joe. First class staff and these other people flying coast. Shot a lot of bitches.
Hey, man, it's like this, man. It's Legal Dope Radio. We're breaking records around this bitch. Super duper exclusive. Young staff, shot a lot of videos. If you're smoking regular weed, put that shit out. Roll up your kush bags. Roll up your perk bag. Roll up your good shit, you know. Get high, you're going to get. Do what you're going to do. You know what I mean? Do what you're going to do, you know what I mean? But it's time, real talk, you know what I'm saying? Young staff, shot a lot of videos. Legal Dope exclusive. Get addicted.
BMTGDA, nigga, what it is. Joe.
Got a lot of videos, got a lot of time. Catch me in my Chevy looking fly, just flying. I'm the kind of guy that got money for the fines. Look, if getting money wrong, I don't wanna be right. Shot a lot of videos, got a lot of time. Catch me in my Chevy looking fly, just flying. I'm the kind of guy that got money for the fines. Look, if getting money wrong, I don't wanna be right. If getting it is wrong, I don't wanna be right. If my money gon' be funny, then I want it to be life. Yeah, Eddie Murphy money or more in the awesome. I done seen too much yellow tape, that red caution. Don't wanna see a coffin. Kush got me coughing. I smoke weed to live high like Martians. Ballin' like Boston. Fuck it. A dead rose. I'ma get a bunch of fucking money either way it goes. Smoking like I'm making roast. Traveling from coast to coast. Rapping, making cooler boasts. Yeah, boy, I do the most. Smoking till I overdose. This is just me, Joe. First class staff and these other people flying coast. Shot a lot of videos, got a lot of time. Catch me in my Chevy looking fly, just flying. I'm the kind of guy that got money for the fines. Look, if getting money wrong, I don't wanna be right. Damn, I feel it. Kush from my nigga got me sleepy than the motherfucker, but I'm still chilling. Sitting with these women, got them laughing and giggling. I hope they know my next stop is ass and titties. Valley's Fitness, yeah, staff work them out. And pussy ass niggas ain't what the fuck we worry about. If you make it rain, then I bet I bring them flurries out. Got some wheel in the drought, now you know what we about. Call a hydro, fire hydrant, water whip is Miley Cyrus. Malibu music, if you want it, nigga, I got it. This is just me, yeah, the mixtape. Smoking weed and lean, I call it frosted flakes. This break, high off the pine cone, everywhere that I roam. Smoking got my mind gone, rapping all that I know. Smoking square, chilling out, fucking bitches riding round. I done shot a lot of videos, watch what I'm about. Shot a lot of videos, got a lot of time. Catch me in my Chevy looking fly, just flying. I'm the kind of guy that got money for the fines. Look, if getting money wrong, I don't wanna be right. Shot a lot of videos, got a lot of time. Catch me in my Chevy looking fly, just flying. I'm the kind of guy that got money for the fines. Look, if getting money wrong, I don't wanna be right. Y'all be flying coach, y'all be flying coach. I'm first class staff, nigga, I get what I want. Yeah, I pop champagne in the air, have you did that? Your feet kick right up when you let your feet sit back. Y'all be flying coach, y'all be flying coach. I'm first class staff, nigga, I get what I want. Yeah, I pop champagne in the air, have you did that? Your feet kick right up when you let your feet sit back.
Yeah.
Man, new exclusive right there, Young Staff, the Walking Autograph.
Legal Dope Radio exclusive.
Shot a lot of videos.
Legal Dope Radio exclusive.
Shout out to my mans right there, you know. And, oh, he disappeared, though. We had him on the line, but he disappeared, man. Big shot. Press one, Staff. We can pull you on right now, Chess. I see you out there getting it in, man. Let's do it. Pull Staff on, talk about that joint real quick. It ain't shit. Young Staff, you want to be on it?
What happened, Joe?
What it do, what it
yeah,
do?
Joe. What happened, man? You know, I'm cooling with my youngins. Everything 300.
Everything really? 300.
No, I'm cooling, though, man. Shouts out to y'all, man. Shouts out to me and shit. Ain't nobody seen no videos, but you know. everything happened. Way for Malibu Music, Greenfield, the mixtape, all that shit. I mean, fuck, you hear me?
Hey, you know we sit up here, and we can't wait to have you on the show under the, you know, full half-hour interview act, you know what I mean? Waiting for you to make sure your shit together, for you to pull your, you know, as you're joining the streets or on the way, you know what I mean? So as soon as you're ready for that, right on the platform is yours, you hear me?
Shit, my shit together, if y'all got 30 minutes, nigga, you hear me?
Yeah, I know it. But, you know, we gonna do
yeah,
it like
I know you know it, blood. I know you know it. This is just me talking shit, though.
I know what it is, that we put it like we supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Like, we going to get some shit, you know what I'm saying? We going to do it like, you know, like we supposed to. You know what I'm saying? So when that time comes, it's going to come real soon, man. You know, I can't wait for the shit to come out. You know, I've been waiting for a minute. I'm patiently waiting for a track to explode on. I don't know why you ain't calling me for that one right there. You know what I'm saying? But
shit,
I'm waiting for
more. Hey, two words. It's more. You hear me?
I know.
It's more.
No, I ain't tripping, man. Hey, but look, the record is hot. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that that's going to be your street single. You know what I'm saying? Get out here and push that bitch. We had you on the show in a week or so, man. Get you on here, man. Tell everybody what you're on with.
Because that right there is officially in rotation, like Perk was. And, like, you know what I mean, this is the life joint, you know what I mean, because you know how we is, MGG around this bitch, so we get to them, bro, you know that.
This is the life of still my
yeah.
shit, I still record with the nigga that was saying.
And if anybody listening that's important, I need a camera for Saturday, Sunday, some shit like that, this time, you hear me?
If anybody listening that's important, young staff needs a camera. I have one too. I just sent that motherfucker back. But look, we gonna chop it up with you a little later on, man.
Hey, man, your interview coming soon, man. How are your wrinkles out as far as the Greenfield mixtape go? And we gonna go from there, Church.
And tell Shaq, man.
It's both of them. You hear me? You got to say both of them. It's Malibu Music and Greenfield. You hear me?
God damn it, then.
Dig that. Hey, man, shout out to the boy Stab, man. Malibu Music, Greenfield, coming real soon. You know what I'm saying? That record we just played is actually off of it. Shot a lot of videos. Anybody that's important that's listening right now, Stab, need a camera, motherfucking Saturday or Sunday. Stab, I just sent Luke Perez Productions camera right back with him, so you'd have called 5 days ago, I'd have had you. But the camera is gone. So, But like I say, shout out to the boy Stab. I was talking about them brothers later, I mean, earlier today. You know what I'm saying? Stab, Block, we had them both on. I don't know where Lad at. He normally pops up every once in a while.
Earlier, you know what I mean? Slay made back from his trips abroad. You feel me? He's out there doing the exploration thing, you know, around the country. You know, big shout out to the homie Lad. Hey, but check it out, though, too. I just talked to the homie Soundtrack, like I told you earlier. He was in the studio doing, you know, I can't say bigger and better. But for lack of a better phrase, you know, he's on to different things right now, you know, as far as, you know, among other things, he's doing the Food and Liquor Part 2, you know what I'm saying, with Lupe, who's multi-platinum around his bitch, so can't be mad at that, you know what I mean? He's on the road right now as far as that. He just left town today. When I rapped with him yesterday, our wires got crossed as far as getting him on the show so soon, you know, he didn't quite know it was going to be today, you know what I mean? And to be all the way honest, I had no clue that the whole, that it was,
a misunderstanding.
Not even just that. I really was confused with the fact that it was Tuesday yesterday, and tomorrow was, you know, when we were saying numbers, I'm like, yeah, we're going to do the show Wednesday. I thought it was Monday.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like I said, I'm going to get you on the show Wednesday, and I ended up being today type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So I hollered at the homie or whatever. He sent me a text message, and he told me, like you say, that he was, you know, he just left town. We're going to get him on here. It's no, you know, it was a little miscommunication. As far as that goes, we're going to jump that off. So big shout out to the homie Soundtrack. Like I said, you know, we're going to get you more familiar with who he is in, you know, a week, 2 weeks' time as far as working that shit out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try to get an
amnesia.
You
have reached the voicemail box of 224627260. Sorry, that mailbox is full.
Hey, I have to turn on the shit meter, man. that's something new we got in Legal Dope Radio.
The shit meter.
Yeah, but come on, there's something happening we can't have no control over. The shit meter, I'm going to hit it for y'all. Hold on.
In other news, I'm trying to pull up name names. You don't get online, you know what I mean? On some real shit. One of my favorite rappers, you know what I mean? My man T.I., Sid Parrish, you know,
yeah.
To drop his next.
Yes, sir.
His next studio album.
Yes, sir.
You know, because, you know, the mixtape fucked the city up, hit the town, you know, and it pretty much fucked the city up. So,
yes, sir.
T.I. going to release his real album, Trouble Man. And, you know, and you know, one of my favorite rappers, it's funny, because it's been happening forever, you know, and I'm not going to touch on that too much, but my big homie, you know what I'm saying, sitting to my left, my big homie always kind of foresee the shit, you know what I mean? Like he mentioned, who the fuck, nobody even really knows Marvin Gaye has a Trouble Man song. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and I'm talking shit right now, but I'm keeping it 1 million.
That don't bother me.
Like, what'd you say? Ooh. What'd you say on the song? And girl, you know, don't like hearing.
Yeah,
or trouble. Whatever the fuck you said.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying, though? And you spit that bar, you know, and Fam names his, you know, Fam's album is aptly titled Trouble Man, you know. Not from his, you know, his past tribulations as far as, you know, his run into the law or his, you know, fucking your dick.
He's a trouble man.
Right. That's probably where it really came
right.
from.
Right, they ain't fit the shit.
You know, so shout out to T.I., you know what I mean? I'm waiting for the album, you know what I mean? And I'm giving you the date for that. It's September the...
September 4th.
Can't wait for that shit. That's my man, you know. So big shout out to my homie, you know. What's about the shit? It's probably way bigger news than this, but Lil Boosie.
Free him.
Boosie be home in a minute. Word to my man, and
my money and our shorty, hello. I'm blowing that juicy fruit.
Hey, the homie came on this show and said it.
Yeah.
Lil Boosie will be home in a minute, Joe. He said that. And when niggas was probably laughing at him, talking about these niggas slammed in life and murder charges and all kind of shit, big shout out to Mingo Baby. Mingo Baby said, Lil Boosie will be home in a minute.
He said that.
So... You know, if you don't know right now, you've been under a rod. Lil Boosie beat his charges as far as the murder case go. You know, he's still got to come from under the drug cases as far as the whole lean and the joint thing. You know, getting the shit smuggled in him and the prison guard or wherever that was. You know what I mean? But the homie's gonna pretty much come home. You know, right now he's fighting this. He beat the big case. The big case
right.
was the murder.
Right.
You know, niggas get shot every day, B. And the man said niggas get drug cases every day. So homie be home in a minute, man. So big shout out to Lil Boosie and his whole staff. Shout out to his mom who's probably having a hard time with that. His daughter, you know what I mean? So, you know, a mother and a daughter and a family is getting their person back. You know.
Hey, his daughter said she low badass.
She been said that. That's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, she said she gonna go hard just like her daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she ready for the bullshit. That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Baby Bootsy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so check it out, man. In about 5 minutes, we gonna have, you know, we gonna have Lulicious come on with the top 10 things to know about May 16th, 2012.
I love this segment.
It's a beautiful segment.
Love it.
So.
You all love knowledge.
While y'all doing that, we'll do this.
Can I say get addicted?
I'll tell you when.
You ready?
I'm throwing my clothes
on. Let's do it. Get addicted.
Don't you agree? Shine, Lenny.
care. I guess I gotta keep it real to real. I'm so in love with how the baseline and the snare feel. The string finger melodies off as a letter B. High hats low with me and now I'm on top of them constantly. Snare, yeah, now I'm in my drum mode. To the point every morning I wake up to a drum roll. This guitar squeal got a blues feel. Like I'm in Memphis on Bill holding Lucille. This shit take me back to Auntie rolling doobies up. Where I'll remind us just what love and happiness does. Make you wanna do right, don't it though? And to this day I'm still in love with how them trumpets blow. My auntie hit the weed while she hum the song slow. Notice I'm behind her and she with my little ass dough. Secondhand Al made me who I am now. Boom, bap, fiend, rap king of a small town.
Yeah. I mean, I love her too. Yeah. I can't choose. I
let me,
I
let her.
I gave my heart to the hi-hat and the snare drum. I'm a player, huh?
Yeah.
I know you pray I stay faithful, but them damn 808s make it hard for me to stay true.
I'm being honest.
And it's a hard pill to swallow, but if I stop cheating, then my heart is filled with sorrow. Hey, that shit sounds selfish, but I mean well. How can I stop it? It's deposited in my jeans from my car. And Pro Tools had a visit with me, told me how that bitch Fruity Loop wanna kick it with me. And who am I to turn the track round? I seen what she did with 50 on that back down. Man, I came from the bottom up. With percussions, I'd be damned if I'm monogamous. My baby girl would win, I'm the father of.
Yeah.
And I'll raise that brass, you put a palm on her.
I love the way that song ends. That's why I let it play to the end. Shout out to the boy Swab, the lyricist, man.
I got a couple shout outs too before you
got
go.
Shout out to the boy Swab, the lyricist. That was the song Music song featuring myself, Sean Lennon. That's actually on his new album he got coming out on 4th of July, called Reacquainted. You know what I'm saying? So look, be on the lookout for that.
That was definitely one of my shout-outs. Big shout-out to Swab of Lyrics. So, you know, not only is he a friend of mine, you know, I mean, big shout-out to the homie, but I'm a fan of his music.
True.
You know, so big shout-out to him in my 2 Chainz voice, you know. We'll talk. Big shout-out to Swab of Lyrics. Also, big shout-out to the homie Griffin, you know, who's definitely a friend of the Legal Dope Boys, you know, Legal Dope Radio. Also, is featured on the Griffin joint. Swab of Lyrics is here, though, talking. Big shout-out to my homie Jay Fyler, Fly Guy. That's my man's. He's a friend of mine. Fuck you other niggas don't like him. You know, that's my homie.
Then I'll slice a nigga up for J5.
You feel me? So, whatever the fuck with that, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my homeboy J5.
Man.
Yeah.
Man, tell that nigga, man, 50 if you listen to Press 1. All right, so look.
He listening. He definitely listening.
All right,
if you press 1, it's another story, but he definitely listening.
Probably ain't going to press 1.
Probably not. All
right, so this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to go ahead and get Lulicious on the line. You know, give us the top 10 things that you need to know about today, May 16th, 2012. Lou, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. How y'all doing?
What's happening then?
What it do, what it do.
Dude.
Chilling, winding down my day, listening to y'all.
That's love, man. So, what do you have for, let me say it again.
What about the shoot, nigga?
The top 10 things that you should know about today, May 16th,
2010.
That was his drum roll.
That was my drum roll.
Yeah, I figured that. You know, it's a whirlwind of different things and different topics, so depending on what you like, you might grab at different things. But starting with number 10, Russia captures the sharpest photo of Earth in history, pretty much. So what they did was they took a 121-megapixel picture reportedly made by overlaying four different images, and wavelengths of light. Pretty much, you know, that's big news because the Earth actually doesn't look blue like NASA's been projecting. It actually looks orange. So, you know, that's kind of new because all the other planets look orange except for us. We look blue. So that's different. Number nine, there's a producer by the name of Sorgan. He's the one who pretty much produced the Social Network. He's interested in writing the movie for Steve Jobs' life. So that's big news because he's getting together with Ashton Kutcher, who's supposed to play him, Jobs, you know, the Apple founder. So if you don't know about that, that's kind of big because dude's life is kind of amazing as far as technology goes, not just within his business. You know, Apple did a lot of big things. Number eight, committee recommends home HIV tests. So an advisory committee unanimously recommended that Food and Drug Administration approve in-home HIV tests. So pretty much just like birth, you know, pregnancy tests and stuff like that, you're going to be able to take a home HIV test, you know, just to have more people informed and not have to have that whole, you know, scary thought of having to go there and hear it from somebody else, you know. Also, number seven.
And allegedly, the results will be done in 20 minutes. So once you get them home HIV tests, you have your results in 20 minutes. That's what the rumors say.
Yeah, I mean, in general, it's just big because of the fact that you'll be able to do it at home. You know, a lot of people are scared to be confronted by somebody else's answer. Everybody always says the wait is the big deal, but, you know, it's really someone looking you in the face and telling you and knowing before you know, in my opinion,
right.
You know.
Right, because a couple of the homies took one in jail, not to cut you off unless you get back to your thing, but a couple of the homies took one in jail, and that three-minute walk, they told me it took 20 minutes. So the 20 minutes it takes the motherfucker at home, they said it took forever for them to go from they sell to the, you know, you dig to find out what their results were, you know what I mean? So that's really huge and shit, you feel me?
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people haven't taken them, and that's the thing. And you always can relate to somebody else and what they said, but, you know, that's a whole other story, just getting it out there because so many people are getting infected and they don't even know it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, knowing is half the battle. So moving on, number seven, Romney takes Oregon and Nebraska primary. So pretty much even though other people have dropped out, he still has to get, you know, 1,144 votes or delegates anyways in order to win the election. So with winning Oregon and Nebraska, he's still 171 delegates away, but he's getting there, you know what I'm saying? So that's number seven. Number six is new French prime minister takes office. It's just a big deal because Berlin and Paris relations aren't really well, and they haven't been. And these two people, the president took office, and he hired a prime minister that's supposed to help him work on Paris-Berlin relations. So that's big news in the world, you know, not necessarily in the United States. But also with Europe, you got Greek debt, number five. Pretty much the worries of the Greek politicians have pretty much brought down the stock market in Europe. So they're pretty much saying that they can't agree. Pretty much Greek politicians have failed to agree on a correlation in the country to agree on, a budget and things like that. So they're having major financial issues, and it's causing European stock markets to drop. So, you know, that's going to affect everyone as well. Number four, Fed launch a probe into J.P. Morgan loss. This is United States stock market news. Pretty much J.P. Morgan just lost $2 billion in trading. But it's not really clear why they had the loss. So the Feds are getting involved because it's a big loss. So they're trying to figure out what exactly happened behind the scenes to get a loss that big out of nowhere. Number three, a medical report has come up about Zimmerman, pretty much saying that he had a broken nose. It says a new medical report says that Florida teen Trayvon Martin's killer, George Zimmerman, had a broken nose, two black eyes, and two lacerations on his head the day after the shooting. The report was compiled by Zimmerman's family's physician and may support the defendant's claim that he was attacking in self-defense when he shot Martin. Zimmerman is set to stand trial for second-degree murder. But as a side note, I heard myself that they're also looking to charge him as a hate crime. You know what I'm saying? Not just second degree murder. So that's in the works as well. But that was number three.
Go ahead. And if it's a hate crime, he might get the death penalty, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's what the word is.
That's the big news. Yeah.
Right. And the motherfucker got a, you know, on some real shit, the motherfucker got a broke nose and scratches on his shit because that little boy was defending himself. I don't want to hear no bullshit about how, you know, dude had a broke nose or, you know, bruises to this or scratches here, you know, showing that he was defending himself and it was self-defense. No. Ain't nobody can let you just beat them up and shoot them, little kid or not. So you might catch a broke nose and a scratch or two in the battle. So don't start the bullshit as far as that goes, Andrew Zimmerman.
And that's just showing you that the bullshit is starting just because of the fact that, you know, these top 10 things are each coming from different, you know, Associated Press. So this was coming from ABC News, but they weren't reporting what we just said. You know what I'm saying? That's something we saw somewhere else. So the thing about the news is you got to get all of it and then get your own facts. But we all know what you just said is 100% true. They can't prove how he got that shit. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have to come up with something better than that as far as self-defense, because the motherfucking recording, 911 call, sound like he killed him. You know what I'm saying? So if these motherfuckers still want to act like they don't know what really happened, that's fine, it's whatever, but we all know which way we riding when this shit go down. So shout out to the LA riots. But anyway, number two.
That's why Lou Licious is here and Legal Dope Radio. Big shout out to us.
You know what I'm saying? So, but number two, moving on, this is big too. GM General Motors says it will cease advertising on Facebook because the ads have little impact on consumers. Pretty much GM is the third largest advertiser, so that's big in the world. You know what I'm saying? And then you've got Facebook at this point trying to go public and start trading in the stock market. So pretty much, you know, that's a big knockdown for Facebook, because that might cause other, you know, advertisers to pull out because they might realize it's not really benefiting them either. And that, you know, everyone was talking about how to kill Facebook. That might just do it. And then number one, pretty much this is big news in general just based off of the situation, but you might not know the person involved. So it's a Bosnian, you know, you always heard about there was a lot of things going on in Bosnia with genocide and stuff like that, war crimes. And so it was back in 1995 that all this shit was really going down. And now the guy who's doing all this is 70 years old, and they're trying to, you know, press charges on him. He faces 11 charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, you know what I'm saying, just in general. But he's pretty much crying now that he's 70 years old. He's not well enough to stand trial. And he's pretty much asking to calling the charges monstrous, and he submitted a plea of not guilty. So he's kind of like Bosnia's Hitler, you know what I'm saying? So they're trying to actually take him to court for that after how many years, because it's 1995 when all this was going on. But, you know, that was big to a lot of people in the world. But that's the top 10 things I got for y'all today, May 16th, 2012.
Delicious. That was by far my favorite, you know, segment of the show today, and, you know, the last show as well, you know what I mean? A motherfucker like me really can appreciate those top 10 things, no matter how, you know, political or, you know, just, you know, relevant or irrelevant they are, you know what I mean? I really enjoy that kind of shit right there. That makes me
That's
feel
the thing, though. It's not irrelevant, you know. It's irrelevant to the person, depending on who you are. Like, you got to look above what's going on in front of you. You got to look above what's going on your Facebook page and your friend's Facebook page. Like, you got to understand that there are powers that be that control a lot of stuff that goes on around you. And if you don't care, you know what I'm saying, then you're pretty much living a purposeless life. You know what I'm saying? You don't have no reason to be here. You're not a part of anything, whether we're coming or going. You're not a part of anything. You're just a sheep. So if you want to continue to be a sheep, continue to be a sheep. But, you know, I'm dropping knowledge. Whoever's going to catch the jewels, that's up to them. Make their pockets fatter.
Man, ladies and gentlemen, motherfucking Lou Licious. Yeah, that's a nigga in the background. Hey, I had something to say about every one of those fucking points, but I forgot about every time. Like, I had something to say about number 10, but when she said number 9, I forgot about 10.
Yeah.
And then when she got to 7, I forgot about 8. And when she got to 4, I forgot about 5. Like, I had something to say about all of that shit. All of that shit was relevant to me. You know what I mean?
I can take notes on, man.
Man, big shout out to Lil Licious, man. That shit was huge to me right there, real talk. Bottom of the hour. Quarter to great.
Man, somebody.
Oh, shit. May rap like this.
Getting in with
motherfucking ass, Fresh Air and Peoples Player, on the phone. Give me that number again. Hold on, it's still there.
Chats. Tight.
You have reached the voicemail box of 22462.
Chat. I figured it out.
It's out of court, great.
So, shout out to me.
Hey man, I'm still. I got a top 10 hangover. I ain't gonna front.
You got a top 10 hangover?
Got a top 10 hangover. The shit was dope to me, you know. I'm gonna speed through the little bullshit I got because that shit. The shit I have to say, totally irrelevant.
Yeah.
You know, I know this is old, but we missed 2 weeks. You know, what I mean, that's why I touched on the whole MCA thing. Rest in peace, you know. Before we jump into some music, I know you're itching because you're a fan of the music yourself, you know. But after the hologram, not to really bring up old shit, you know, but after the hologram, the boy Tupac hit the charts again. You know what I mean? He like, what the fuck? Like he needed to sell more records, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? But after the charts, the greatest hits joints, you know, moved up to 129 with 4,000 units sold. Like, niggas didn't sell 4,000 units last week, and that CD came out last week.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So shout out to Pac, his greatest hits joint sold 4,000. All Eyes on Me sold another 2 grand. Me Against the World sold another grand. Hail Mary, just in downloads by itself, the single sold 13,000 downloads.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, everybody don't have these songs already. You feel what I'm saying? Like, people had this shit at home already, wouldn't bought them again type of shit, you know. California Love sold another 11,000 downloads. And Two of America's Most Wanted sold 9,000 downloads.
That's huge.
That's fucking huge. What do you mean? You know what I mean? Like, this
what are you saying?
This is the fact that, you know, the hologram, like, and they're still talking about everybody doing a hologram. Like, I got a hologram coming out. Like, my hologram comes out in December.
Right.
I'm going on tour. My first city is going to be Delaware. You know, my first name is Delaware. I'm in Delaware. My hologram's coming out, you know. Come check me out. You know, in other news, rumor has it, there's no more beef between Mace and Diddy.
Take that.
You know what I mean? And bigger news. Shout out to my man, 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz is going to be the A&R on Ludacris' new joint.
Tro. Yeah, I heard about that.
And Ludacris, you know, everybody knows that 2 Chainz was formerly of
Playing Circle.
DTP fame. You feel what I'm saying? Signed to Ludacris, you know what I mean? I thought it was a big beef between them. So,
Tro.
Big shout out to my man, 2 Chainz, you know.
Tro.
Jumping off the whole shit. Mending his faces with the homeboy Luda, you know, because Luda's the boss.
Come down my sneakers.
Man.
Jail toe with Adidas.
Man. If you don't know,
all about Adidas.
I go by Titty Tube Necklace, you know what I mean? Let me get a cut, man.
Two Chainz.
What you got for me, Chaz?
Probably some shit you don't like. Get addicted.
Broad niggas, y'all niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Yo shit, make believe, rapping about my own life. Woo! That's rare, nigga. Woo! Ric Flair, nigga. Woo! The power's in my hair, nigga. Woo! I get this beat to tear, nigga. Soho, a Tribeca, 3 hoes, trifecta, dope money, coke money, shoe blow, my wife better, my pen's better, you don't write. Trendsetter, you clone like. Pay homage or cave vomit. Ungrateful niggas I don't like. Rah!
A boss nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang bang.
A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang bang.
A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang bang.
Sneak nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang bang.
This
Chicago nigga.
Smile in my face is what I don't like. They see a whole sound, that's a sound bite. The media crucify me like they did Christ. They wanna find me not breathing like they found Mike. A girl will run her mouth only out of spite. But I never hit a woman, never in my life. I was in too deep like Makai Fife. And that pussy so deep I could've drowned twice. Rose gold Jesus peace with the brown ice. Eating good vegetarian with the brown rice. Girls kissing girls, cause it's hot, right? But unless they use a strap on, then they not dykes. They ain't about that life, they ain't about that life. We hanging out the window, it's about to be a Suge Knight. Free Bump J, real nigga for life. Shout out to Dead Rose, man that nigga nice. Shout out to L.E.P., J Boogie, right? Chief King Louie, this is Shy, right? Right?
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A
you're not one and the same. Nigga, I'm fucking insane. Fuck is you saying? Yo ass been doing the same. Shit, not doing what you saying. Dang, I saw your old bitch, she was fucking the lane. Turn one hoe to a train. Blow, blang. My niggas holding that pain. I just hope you been praying. Bang, bang. Riding for my niggas in a slow life. High class, I'm just surrounded by these low lives. And I run this bitch like it's no light. Going hard the whole night, cause I ain't going back to my old life, I promise.
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Nah.
A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Nah.
A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Nah.
Nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
I done sold purple, I done sold white,
white.
Running out of work, that's that shit I don't like. She never let me hit,
nah.
She gave me dome twice. She blowing up my phone, that's that bitch I don't like. Nah, jean jacket with the sleeves cut. Put the pressure on them just when they think that I eased up. 30 for the cube, another 30 for the Jesus. Relieving ourselves when nobody else believed us. Suckers.
Nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak, that's that shit I don't like.
Oh, bang, bang.
Nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
That song, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
Shout out to Freddie Free, man. That was Freddie Free iPod pick of the week. Peace. With the boy Kanye.
I don't know what Chief Keef did, Jersey, but the niggas from Harvey World ain't fucking with dude right now.
Yeah, he feels
the
shit.
Like, the niggas in Harvey is not fucking with the homie right now, man. That shit they don't like on some real shit, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, motherfuckers is fucking with Chief Keef right now. I know a bunch of niggas fucking with him, so big shout out to Chief Keef, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. That's that shit I don't like. You know, and like I said earlier in the show, allegedly, the big homie Baby called this nigga Mike and said, you know, Shawty, I like what you're doing. Shawty, keep it up, man. I want you to come fuck with the YMCMB, Shawty. So.
You said it like that?
Yeah, that was my whack-ass Baby impersonation, but whatever, fuck. You know what I'm saying? You know what?
We gonna send you and me back. So that's juvenile. Hey, man. Hey, shout out to the boy Sidekick with Am Wednesdays, man. That shit is going down tonight in the shack. Hey, so today when I was sending out the Legal Dope Radio text, Bubba's tape, I text, go hard.
Shout out to the flex. Shout out to
the flex. Hey, because Cohart don't like being text messages and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I normally, you know, just skip over his name when I'm sending the radio show text. But
hey, before you say please tell me what he said. What he said
I'm definitely gonna tell you.
Hey, we were taking this fool for the gangster video.
Right, I got you. So look, I normally skip over the shit because the last time I texted this nigga, he called me back. Now y'all know when we put out the Gangster Evolution video, Fresh Air People's player made the text himself, and it's rare that he does that. So he made the text and it said, and I quote, "The best video since Thriller."
The hardest video since Thriller.
So I text Cohart that shit, then he called me back, and he said, "Man, who is this?" Right? So, you know, that's my Cohart person. He said, "Man, who is this, Chad?" Hey, man, but who is this? I say, "Man, what's happening, man? It's Corey T, man. What's going on?" He's like, "Man, did you just text me and shit? Man, let me tell you something. First off, don't never text me. Man, I don't get my number anyway, man." I said, "Fam, we was at the Midwest Music Machine. You remember?" "Oh, nah, Chad, man, I was you. You know, I was one of them nice chats. It's all up in that thing together, Chad. Man, Chad, let me tell you something. There's something you need to know about me, Chad. I'm just going to tell you this right now, Chad. I don't like text messaging. That shit ain't real to me, Chad. If you want to talk to me, you got to call me. You know what I'm saying? But let's get back to this video, though. Man, it ain't no such thing. Michael Jackson is a motherfucking legend, man. Michael Jackson is the greatest man that ever graced a stage, Church.
Cold Harbor Cruiser Conflict.
So he say, Church, I'm about to watch this video, Church. And if this shit ain't the best shit, if this shit ain't the hardest shit since Thriller,
Man, Chess, I'm gonna go on all kind of blog sites and I'm gonna Facebook your ass and YouTube and I'm gonna tell motherfuckers that this shit is terrible and you trying to compare your shit to the hardest shit ever created. Thriller was a hard shit. Nigga, he made Thriller.
He made Thriller.
You know what I'm saying? So then the nigga watched the video, right? The nigga lost it. He said, oh shit, Chess, this that shit right here, Chess. You popping that shit, nigga. Where you from? What country ass town you in, man? I'm in North Chicago, Illinois, nigga. I'm motherfucking 45 minutes north of you. North Chicago, man, let me think about that. You know what, Chess? North Chicago, yeah, North Chicago, man. I've been out there, man. You know, one of my dads used to be out there. And then that's when we bridged the gap, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, Direct is my man, you know what I'm saying, and we kind of bridged that gap. So I called him today by mistake and shit. And, you know, I got a new number and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he called me back, of course. Let me say, man, who is this?
Nigga, your cold heart is dead old.
Man, who is this? I say, you know, it was Quarter Key, man, Quarter. Man, Quarter, man. I said, man, I know, man. Man, Quarter, man, you know what I'm going to say, right? I said, yeah, man, I know, man. Don't even trip, man. I got you, man. It was a mistake, man. I got a new phone. You know, I ain't quite figured out the group text thing yet. You know what I'm saying? It was a mistake, brother. Well, man, what you selling? He said, man, what you got? What's going on? I can't open this shit. I can't even read it. Like, you know, I want to get me a new phone service. I'm about to get this motherfucker turned off, Chuck. Now, let me get me a phone that can't receive no text message. These niggas don't give a fuck. They rap. He said, what do you say? They ruthless when it comes down to this text message.
Cohart, a real nigga, man. Big shot.
A real nigga, man. Yeah, I chopped it up with Cohart today, though, man. He's a real nigga all the time, man. You know, shout out to Cooper Conflict. Shout out to the legends, the Chicago legends, man. Your boy Direct was on Twitter the other day, freaking out and shit, man. You know, talking about the new Chicago and, you know, how a lot of these new Chicago niggas don't respect the legends for what they are. But, you know, like I say on the song, I got, like Jay-Z said on the song, I got the reason why I did that song called No Hook. Because, you know, Jay-Z said it himself. He said it's a competitive game. You know what I'm saying? It's not like rock. You know they hold their icons up. You know, that'll be worship, rock gods. You know, they made a term for it.
Hip hop so competitive,
yeah,
you gotta get that guy.
Yeah, hip hop is so competitive, you gotta get the best out the way. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard for I can feel Direct pain, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time it's hard for motherfuckers to, you know, conform to that shit, like, you know, all right, these are the legends, we gonna hold them up. Like, you know, niggas don't do that shit.
Hey.
These young niggas, you know, ain't got their shit together.
These young Mac ain't got their shit.
You know what I'm saying? These young niggas ain't got their shit together, man. So they just, you know, they do what they, you know, that legend shit, that shit they don't like.
Bang, bang. Hey, on another note, on some real shit, on some different shit, because that's pissing me off, that conversation, because I don't get the respect I deserve. And on some serious shit, though. Hey, no, speaking of hope, though,
shout out to the Brooklyn Nets.
Shout out to the Brooklyn Nets. Yeah, that's big. But big shout out to Hov for signing Meek Mill to fucking Roc Nation management.
Yeah. Shout out to the boy Hov.
You know what I mean? And that's big. And, you know, like I say, on a lot of levels, you know, because everybody know Hov making one moves, you know. But you talk about, you know, a motherfucker who just made, you know, and definitely, I'm going to talk about that, you know, the whole Philly move, you know what I'm saying? But this nigga just signed a deal to put his own cognac out. You know what I mean? I can't say he's going to compete with Diddy because Diddy made all kind of stupid moves with the Ciroc shit, you know, and he marketed this shit so great, you know, as far as having the quote-unquote Ciroc boys and different flavors with the peach and the coconut and the berry and the regular, you know what I'm saying? But Hov, just he put out his own cognac, and, you know, you can't go many ways with the cognac because I'm a cognac connoisseur.
Right.
But you can't go many ways. That is called Douce, you know. D'USSE is pronounced Douce, you know, but it's rumored to be 40.
I'm sipping on that Douce.
It's rumored to be 45 or 50. You know, I don't know how marketable it's going to be as far as being a cognac. You can't go flavors with it. The chicks might not like it. You know, that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, then you can go with the whole coconut and the berry with the lemonade.
Yeah, that's smart though.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a real life club move. Diddy's move was a club move. Jay-Z's move was more of a, you know, he did him.
And these was more of a, I own my own clubs.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, it's more of a
a club move, you know, but he going to have the Douce 1926 that's going to be $5,000 a bottle and shit like that.
Definitely.
So, you know, that's
definitely.
Just going to happen.
The
that's
regular,
exclusive
definitely.
Shit.
The regular fifth is rumored to be 45.
Right.
Fifth, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's going to be an AIDS cognac.
Exactly.
It's going to be more...
Exactly.
You know,
so, you know, they can, it
whole,
can happen.
On a different level as far as that kind of shit goes.
Shout out to Ace of Spades.
You know, that kind of shit. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? And like I said, you know, before that, you know, I touched on the whole Meek Mill signing. As
shout
far
out
as
to
him,
Meek Mill.
As far as him signing to the mixtape, is fucking hot.
That's my nigga.
Hey, the song with him and Big Sean.
Which one? Oh.
On the mixtape. It's called Burn.
I always get confused.
It's called Burn. It's retarded.
We're going to start calling Big Sean Little Big Sean.
Right.
Here on out.
Right.
We talk about Big Sean.
Talk about Big Sean.
Hey,
this nigga Meek Mill, though, he kind of broke the web, quote unquote.
Right.
You know, when he put the mixtape out the other day, he broke the web. He broke the web. You know, everybody was, it was such a rush to download this Dream Chasers 2
mm-hmm.
that, like, all the mixtape, you know, Mix Unit, That Piff, you know, Mixtorrent, all the websites fucking crashed at one time, you know, with some, you know, somewhere in the ballpark, like 3 million downloads.
Yeah, he killing them.
Shut the web down.
Killing him.
You know, and Hov ain't stupid, so he turned around the next morning, damn near basically, and signed that fool to Rock Nation Management.
Hey, man, so, actually, Hov was on MTV the other day talking about Jay Electronica, another one of his artists that's
right.
actually signed to Rock Nation.
Uh-huh, he's going to put his shit out now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and I quote, he said, you know, I love the fact that, you know, because Jay Electronica came out earlier saying that, you know, Jay-Z has a copy of the CD, you know, not in his entirety, but he has a copy of the CD, basically what he's going with, minus a few records.
I read that.
Jay Electronica said that he told Jay-Z that we're not releasing this album until 2015, right? So Jay's answer to that was, I love that, and I want to support that sort of energy. I want people to be creative and not traditional, not just a single at this time. You know what I'm saying? Like, he want a motherfucker to not be do something outside of the box, not drop a single, and then drop the album. You know what I'm saying? He say, you know, he operates at his own time, you know, Jay Electronica. He operates at his own time, but the album is really close to being done, you know. And, you know, they said Jay-Z is sure. He assured him that, you know, the record is going to be pretty damn good if he does say so himself. He said it's exactly what it should be. It's amazing. And this is big right here. Him as a lyricist is almost scary. He's scary good. He also went on to say, I'm doing something to it that's really untraditional. So we'll see how it works. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the boy Jay-Z. Shout out to Jay Electronica. Shout out to Rock Nation. Shout out to Rock Nation Management. Shout out to Meek Mill, Maybach Music. All of them fools is linked in together. That's beautiful shit. It reminds me of Harlem back in the days, how all of the black businesses linked up and they was all fucking with each other.
So before we get to this next joint, you know, because we're pretty much going to wrap the show up. Before we get to the next joint.
And I got my big shades on.
I'm going to finish up my last little bit of news. You know, I always got a fucking biopic information for you.
What you got?
It's official. Andre 3000 has started shooting the Jimi Hendrix shit. You know, he's over in Ireland, you know, doing footage for that or whatever, you know what I mean? It was just in talks. I don't know if they had started already, but it's definitely out there now.
Right.
It was a secret at first, but now it's out there. Boys getting ready to go ahead and start doing the Jimi Hendrix shit, the Jimi Hendrix biopic. So that's fucking huge. Andre 3000, you know, and it, like Cube said about Dre, why would you put out a $10 CD? People are buying $300 headphones.
Right.
I'm certain that it's not conducive for Three Stacks to put out an Outkast CD or a solo CD for that matter right now when he has Gillette commercials and fucking Jimi Hendrix biopic coming up.
Shout out to that.
You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Three Stacks. That's big for hip hop, man. Like
shout
I say, when I say shit like this, bro, you know, I'm talking to you and the listeners. You know, when I say shit like this, it's because I am hip hop. I've been saying that. Since the inception of fucking
time.
Legal Dope Radio.
Nope.
Right.
Since the inception of time.
Right. I am hip hop. I have been forever. I live and I breathe it. You know what I mean? I am hip hop. Everything hip hop, I'm that. You know what I mean? I'm listening to fucking Eazy-E today. Ice Cube writes the rhyme that I say the boy was a legend. That's another story though. Big shout out to Friday night because he was tripping. But anyway, I am hip hop and that's why I bring that kind of knowledge to you because it's big for hip hop. You know. Are you like that's that's how you bridge the gap. And I don't want to call out names. You don't bridge the gap by changing your music or changing your appearance, just changing the way you act, you know what I mean, as far as selling records.
Right.
That's how you bridge the gap, by making big moves, you know. Like 50 people say 50 Cent was commercial, but his biggest hits weren't commercial. His biggest hits were shit like In the Club.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
And you make,
you know, the masses love, just love what you do. And that's what he did. He made the masses love what he did. And that's all I'm saying. You know, that's how you bridge the gap between hip-hop and pop. That's how you do it.
Because these niggas is hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So I'm chilling right now with my shades on.
I just got an attitude.
I'm chilling right now with my shades on. You know, I'm posted like a thumbtack. Me and the boy, Fresh Air, the People's Player, we in the building. We ain't seen y'all in a couple weeks. You know, we miss y'all foes. You know what I'm saying? So you know what it is. We have staff to walk in on the ground.
I need some new pair of Yeezys, man.
Hey, I need me some motherfucking number 11.
Man, that's how my relative be.
I need me some number 11, man. I need some all-white number 11 with the motherfucking...
That blue bottom. It won't be long.
Blue bottom.
It won't be long.
And I'd like them in a low top, if that's at all possible.
It probably will be, but I want the original joint.
I like them in a low top. I take the originals, too, but I like them in a low top, if at all possible. Hey, man, shout out to Ruckus 100, man, for coming through with that Jay's and Kelly's verse. Woo! That's all I'm going to say. I'm waiting on the boy, Kosei, Young JR. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on Kosei, and I'm waiting on the boy, Scholar,
to
shoot me their records. You know what I'm saying? So, ain't way to get that shit popping, man. Hey, well, you know what? I got my shades on right now, and I ain't played my nigga all night. So, I'm about to get to my nigga right quick. I got to take my shades off. Shout out to the boy Griffin, man. What I want to do? Let's do this, man. Shout out to Griffin, man. DJ Quick is in the field. Yeah.
Griffin! What up, home skillet?
Yo, what up, y'all? Got Duff on deck?
Word up, bro. You want to score a lit?
No, I'm trying to get like a dub, G.
What variety you looking for?
What you got?
Let's see. I got sour and leaded, Acapulco mold.
What?
Triple OG granola cuts.
Triple OG. Nigga,
H1N Enron.
Look, I just want some regular Duff. You know what I'm saying?
Panama mom.
My man had told me you...
Northern Light. Now it's less calories.
Nah, I'm cool on that shit.
Stick.
I just want some regular Duff, man.
Cranberry Creeper.
What the...
Obama's mama.
Wait, yo, let me check that shit out. Let me smell that shit.
Oh, yeah, here.
Fuck it, let me get that.
Here you go, bro, Seth. Check me when you need to re-up.
My manager almost made me hit him in the face at work. Talking about my cigarette break. Look, Zerk, I need 2 squares to even deal with all the drama that be going on here. Real shit. The receptionist pissed. We was sort of fucking. It wasn't really shit, now we sort of nothing. She found out about the times I was bouncing at lunch, blowing up with shorty from accounting. For months, bitches talk shit by the fountain. Water cooler rumors, more hills and mountains. I go to the break room, shit is Haterville. When everybody in this motherfucker taking pills. First verse, second shift, battle looms. They used all the toilet paper in the bathroom. Shit is high school, motherfucker grow up. So I sneak out from my car and roll up.
California.
Push on deck.
Place my order.
Give me a quarter of the back.
The border.
Got the whole world in my chest.
They smoking.
All in the mid-grade game.
California.
Green cocaine with the strange
aroma.
You ain't even have to flame up. Trying to tell ya.
I can smell ya.
Smoke stop. Smoke stop.
Man, I tell the class to pull out their homework and turn the tap on 6. This little motherfucker gon' tell me, man, I don't do homework and fuck that. Man, it took everything in me to not to trust the life out this little motherfucker.
My homeboy is a high school teacher. During they lunches, we smoke by the bleachers with the football coach, taking a breather. These badass kids alive now, thanks to Reaper. He say, hey, they an instant replay. She say, rewind, Groundhog DJ. If it wasn't for the loud in the pack, I would've went to jail 8 months back. So I stay smoking.
California.
Push on deck.
Place my order.
Give me a quarter of the back.
The border.
Got the whole world in my chest.
They smoking.
All in the mid-grade game.
California.
Green cocaine with the strange
aroma.
You ain't even have to flame up. Trying to tell ya.
I can smell ya.
Smoke some.
money. I got cases pending. Act like I won't cut you, bitch.
Shorty work at Wendy's, makeshift leader. Her boss a motherfucking cocksucker shit eater. This bitch made her work on her baby first Easter and didn't put them extra hours on her check either. Chiba break in the parking lot getting high. Niggas in the restaurant giving out free fries. She like, fuck it, shove it, you can take my job. And turned up her iPod like, I stay smoking. Yeah,
that's California.
Yeah. Push on back.
That's my order.
Give me a quarter of the back.
The border.
Got the whole world in my chest.
They smoking.
All in the mid-grade game.
California.
Green cocaine with the strange
aroma.
You ain't even have to flame up. Trying to tell ya. Tell ya, dog. Smoke something.
Almost everyone smokes it.
This stuff is good. This is what go crazy for this.
So it's coming up. They are the real thing, man.
Real thing, you know. Take a close up. Buy this, man.
No, motherfucker. Real thing, this.
Real thing, this.
Hey, big shout out to my homie Griffin, man. DJ Quick on the track. That was Duff at work right there, Joe. Hey, man. It's Quarter Key. It's Fresh Air. Get the souls out. Legal dope. We know what it is. It's nearing the end.
Yeah, and the show almost over with, man. We'll see y'all fools next week. Same rap time, same rap channel, man. Legal Dope Radio. Just a couple minutes left, man. I'm done. I got to get to this late show.
No way, I ain't done. Hold on. Okay, I'm done.
Get a dick.
Successful? More successful. You're welcome.
It ain't nothing to a big doubt. I've seen it all, but these motherfuckers rather see me fall. Ooh, I'm firmly church. I'm sure that she love me, won't leave me alone. I ain't at the gym, but I'm blowing strong. Ooh, I'm firmly church. Yeah, I've seen it all, but these motherfuckers rather see me fall. Ooh, I'm firmly church. They swear that she love me, won't leave me alone. I ain't at the gym, but I'm blowing strong.
White lights, big city, never alone. I got 25 angels with me. Nigga, it's on, I'm a wax, so you can't get me. Immortalized through the pictures that I paint strictly. My words alive, and them sentences jump off the page. Like they stalking prey, murder spree. You can hear them screams from a block away. Emergency situation, I'm killing everything. Niggas trading information. My birds are never sing. Say it without hesitation. The circle's small, no complaining. We remain patient. Then heard them all, false statements and allegations. I heard them all, whole corporation disavowed. Ghost protocol went rogue. Got a shitload of mercenary work. Pull a bank job, face mob, flirting with the clerk. I'm the merchant with the merch, permanently churched, turned up. Your whole crew surfing in the dirt.
It ain't nothing to a big doubt. I've seen it all, but these motherfuckers rather see me fall. Ooh, I'm permanently churched. And sure that she love me, won't leave me alone. I ain't at the gym, but I'm blowing strong. Ooh, I'm permanently churched. Yeah. I've seen it all, but these motherfuckers rather see me fall. Ooh, I'm permanently cherished. Make sure that she love me, won't leave me alone. I ain't at the gym, but I'm blowing strong. Ooh, I'm permanently cherished.
PM103, got the thugs motivated. I hustle in my sleep, I be dreaming, paper chasing. In the land of the free, most my niggas incarcerated. I just came up under 15, God's grace is barely made it. Name heavy in the streets, all my little niggas be staining. 30 poppers on the seat, fuck a charge, what all you paying? Find out, be on the same shit, back to the same block, fucking niggas main bitch. Who thought he had a stop? Love, life, loyalty, we live, die, kill for. Grinding off a half a block, trying to see a meal, boy. Police want a nigga locked, send me to the bill for. The rest of my day, sucker box, I'd rather get killed on. Inglewood, Southside, blocks hot, never on. Birds, no wings in the hood, the motherfuckers soaring. Plugs every city I done been in like I'm fresh, I'm torn. I be state to state, getting cake, what the fuck
it
you
ain't
doing?
Nothing to a big doubt. I've seen it all, but these motherfuckers rather see me fall. Ooh, I'm burning the church. Shorty, she love me, won't leave me alone. I ain't at the gym, but I'm blowing strong. Ooh, I'm burning the church. Yeah, I've seen it all, but these motherfuckers rather see me fall. Ooh, I'm burning the church. Make sure that she love me, won't leave me alone. I ain't at the gym, but I'm blowing strong. Ooh, I'm burning the church. Yeah.